I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Nigeria's president would have preferred to talk about something else today, but as he greeted delegates to a World Economic Forum meeting in Abuja, President Goodluck Jonathan was forced to address the issue that's been hanging over him for the past 3 weeks, the abduction of more than 200 girls by Islamist rebels in northeastern Nigeria. Jonathan promised to find them, and he thanked the U.S., Britain, and other nations for offers of help. Secretary of State John Kerry says an American team is already at work in Nigeria. Still, anger at the slow response from Nigeria's government has been building, with increasing pressure coming from a popular Bring Back Our Girls campaign. One of its leaders, Fatima Zanagana, spoke with me from Abuja.
Right now, my sister, who lives in Maiduguri, just sent me a very disturbing WhatsApp message that they were told to expect American soldiers. And she's really freaking out because, you know, I'm sorry to say, no offense meant, but anywhere where there's a rescue mission going on, you know, we have a lot of innocents that go along with the mission. So they're really, really scared. But I tried to reassure her that the Americans and the British and whom all the people that are coming to help are not there to harm anybody. They're there to end this nightmare for us.
So Maiduguri is in the north of Nigeria, and you're from the north yourself. Now, the girls, at least initially, were taken to the Sambisa Forest. It's a game reserve in northeastern Nigeria. Do you know whether Nigeria's security forces patrol in this area on a regular basis?
No. Even the girls that escaped, they said it, that even when they escaped and they were running for their lives in the forest, they didn't come in contact with a single person in uniform.
Why do you think the security forces don't go in there?
They don't have the equipment to go in there. These so-called Boko Haram, they are more equipped than them.
We've heard that local residents in northeast Nigeria are pooling money and searching this region themselves for the girls.
That's for a fact, I know. But they don't have guns. You know, during the first Boko Haram insurgency, when their leader was killed, the army and the police collected every gun. They announced that anybody that has any ammunition anywhere should submit it to the police. And if you are found with any kind of ammunition in your house, that means you're automatically one of them. So every single person that I know in Borno State, they gave their ammunition away.
We tend to think of Nigeria as divided between Muslim in the north and Christian in the south.
Anybody that's painting a picture of this division is a false story. Right now, even in Chibok, you have Muslims and Christians.
Chibok is the town that these girls were abducted from.
Yes, yes. It's a very small town, you know. And in Gwoza, local government, you have Muslims and Christians. Whereas in the south, too, there are Muslims and Christians mixed everywhere in Nigeria. And right now, I think it's a turning point for our nation because we have all sorts of ethnic groups there. We have Muslims and Christians that truly, truly have the same mission, is for these innocent children to come back to us. We're waiting for them. And for this to turn the face of our country in uniting us, not dividing us.
You left the north of Nigeria a year ago, you said. Had you been personally affected? Are you personally affected by Boko Haram?
Of course, yes. I've lost two cousins to this insurgency. In every family, there's a story to tell.
And this has been going on for several years. So why can't the government get it?
2009.
Why can't the government get it under control?
You know, just picture a group of boys that are called Al-Majiris. They don't have money. They are not from wealthy families. They bring them in trucks and they dump them in Maiduguri under some clerics. You know, most of them just wash clean and they go around the streets begging to get money to take back to their teachers. We have child soldiers that are forced. You know, they're real.
Yeah.
Some of them, do you know, they actually send messages to their parents telling them they want out, but they can't because they are threatening their younger ones. They are threatening their old parents. So they have to stay and work for them. So there's a level of failure on all levels, really. It's very disheartening.
Dr. Fatima Zanagana, the founder of the Purple Heart Foundation and one of the leaders of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign in Nigeria. She joined us from Abuja. Thank you very much.
I hope I can help to end this nightmare.